ジョイ・ローズボーン兄弟より説教のメッセージをいただきます。
皆さんおはようございます。
おはようございます。
皆さんを見て久しぶりにのお客さんと、あとはお正月とクリスマスの時に久しぶりに会えなかった人が今日会えてとても嬉しいです。I'm really, really glad there's some people that I haven't been able to see a long time. Some people who are visiting us today, and also people who've been away during the holidays. And so, to be able to see your faces and have you amongst us is good. And so, thank you for being here.水戸教会ではその1日の元旦礼拝で27人が朝早く6時に頑張って教会に来て、その日はものすごく寒くてもう厳しいなと思ったけど、その礼拝とその交わりはすごく神様のおかげで恵まれましたから、それを心から感謝します。でその日に私たちがヨシュア記、旧約聖書のヨシュア記からのメッセージを見て、でそれから先週の日曜日に淳さんがその神の国についてのメッセージをいただきましたが、それを続けて今日はその歴代史の7章から14節から16節のメッセージを一緒にそこから行きたいと思います。でその歴代史、あれ聖書にその本があるのぐらいに、まあ、みんなは分からないかもしれないけど、 ここにもすごく豊かにあるメッセージ、豊かに私たちにすごく勉強になることがあると思います。でその一つはこっちに書いてあるソロモン王様のお祈りがここに書いてあります。で私たちがその新しい、もうその新しい始まりを考えるとしたら、このイスラエル人のためにその新しい神殿ができて、でそこでまた新しいスタートが始まりましたから、今日も私たちもその2011年を向けて、じゃあどういうふうに始まりましょうかということで、ソロモンみたいにその祈りを通して使いたいなと思います。一つ覚えていきたいのは、よくねメッセージに私たちに関するのメッセージをいただいているんだけど、本当はそのメッセージは神様はどういう神か、または神様は何をしてくださるか、してくださったか、これからしてくださるかということに集中した方がいいと思います。そこで私たちが、じゃあ私たちはどういう反応をすればいいかということを勉強することができるけど、その他、その中心でのは私たちじゃなくて神様。神様はどういう神か、また彼はその神様は何をしてくださったかをに集中したいと思います。今日の箇所からもうちょっと6章に行くと、ソロモンがその祈りでその神様に集中していることを表しています。まずはその14節に、神様はどういう神か祈りでそれを宣言する。で15節に、神が共にいらっしゃるのを感謝して祝います。私は後でその新約聖書にインマニュエル、まあ、この間クリスマスを祝って、イエス様、そのイマニュエル、神様は私たちと共にいるという名前で言われましたが、この時でもソロモンがその神殿を建てて、神様がここで私たちと一緒に共にいらっしゃることを言われました。 で、それからその19節から35節までは神様にその祈りで願うことを捧げました。で、私たちも同じようにしたいと思います。で、今日はその7章に神様の答えに集中して、じゃあこの2011年に私たちが神の民族、神の民、神の国にいる家族がどういうふうに生きていきましょうかを一緒に考えたいと思います。今からは英語で説明するので、少し6章と7章を読んでいただきたいと思います。Okay, so I'm going to do that part in English and then I'll switch back and forth. I thought about calling this sermon My Peeps, but I thought that that would be maybe a little bit too much for some of you, thinking about God calling us My Peeps. But I want us to focus on the word My People, if My People. God calls us His people. We started off the year with 27 coming early in the morning when it was very cold, but our hearts were warmed by the time of prayer and the worship that we had together for New Year's. And we had a message from Joshua about God chooses us, and now we have the opportunity to choose Him, to serve Him, and starting off the year that way. And then last week, Atsushi talked a little bit about the kingdom of God. And we're going to be focusing a little bit more on that in the upcoming weeks. We're planning to do a series on the book of Ephesians together, starting in 2 weeks' time. So before we start Ephesians, I want us to kind of have a bridge in between kingdom of God and Ephesians as we think about us as the people of God. As we start a new year, I thought about Solomon. When Solomon dedicates the temple and he prays to God, it's a new beginning. It's exciting for the people of Israel. They have been waiting for this. David wanted to build the temple, but he couldn't do it. It had to be his son, Solomon. And so the people have been waiting for the promise of the temple, and finally when it comes, they have a new beginning. And in the same way, we have a new beginning each year, and we have a chance to start out with something new. So I want to look at this passage, even though maybe some of you don't even know that the book of Chronicles exists in the Old Testament. There are a lot of rich things that we can see in there, and I think one of those is Solomon's prayer and God's response to him. One thing I'd like us to remember, though, is a lot of times our messages become about us, where we become the focus, instead of God. And I think our message always should be, first and foremost, who God is. I think Scripture reveals to us who God is. And so we want to focus on Him, and then also on what He does. Not what we accomplish, but what God accomplishes in and through us. What He has done, what He's doing, and what He's promised to do, and celebrating that. So today, as we go through the message, I'd like you to kind of have that filter as we go through. And we can see, just before the passage that we read earlier, that in chapter 6, Solomon does that in his prayer. He begins by declaring who God is in verse 14 of chapter 6. He identifies just exactly who God is, what kind of character God has. And then he celebrates the fact that God is with them. He recognizes that He's not a God far away, but that He's a God who is dwelling with them. And finally, in verses 19 through 35, he gives petitions to God. As the people of God, we need this. We ask this of you. In relationship with you, this is what we want. And so today we're going to focus on what God's response is to that prayer from Solomon as we think about 2011. まず14節に神様がその答えでこう言われました。私の名を呼び求めている私の民が。そこから 神様の答えが始まります。私の名を呼び求める私の民が、そこで神様自身はどういう神か、またその愛している人たちにそのアイデンティティを与えてくださっている、またはその関係を表している。私の名前、私の民、それはそれでその関係が伝えている。そこでそのイスラエル人のアイデンティティがある。で、私たちもその神の国に入っている人たちは神様を通してそのアイデンティティがあり、その関係、その神様との関係もあります。それで神様はその祈りでその親しさを表しています。 So first in God's response to Solomon in his prayer, he starts off with, if my people who are called by my name. And through that, God identifies himself. He's a God of intimacy. And he's a God of relationship. He gives the people of Israel an identity, and he expresses relationship with them. He says, I am your God, and you are my people, and we will be together if you are called by my name.And so as the people of God, we have identity, we have relationship because of God, because of who He is and because of what He wants. で、ビキの、26章の12節でこれも、これも、表しています。で、それをみんなで、読みたいと思います。そのレビキ26章12節、日本語で、一緒に読みましょう。
私があなた方の間を歩もう。私はあなた方の神となり、あなた方は私の神となる。
ありがとうございます。そこでその関係、そのアイデンティティが表しています。で、私たちもその神の国に入っている人たちは、その関係があり、そのアイデンティティがあります。So, we also see this relationship, we see this identity in Leviticus, when God makes, when He first makes the covenant with His people. And so I'd like us to read this passage aloud together in English. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 12. English speakers, let's read that out together.
I will walk among you and be your God, and you will be my people.
So here, God says, I'm going to be your God, you're going to be my people.And through that, he gifts them with identity. He gifts them with a relationship. And so as the people of God, we have identity, we have relationship because of who God is and because of what he does.神様はどういう神か、でどういう関係を持つかを表して、それから私たちはその神様に対するどういう反応をすればいいか、どういう特徴、性格あればいいかということも、その民族、その私たちに表しています。自らへりくだり、でそれがすごく大切な性格だと思います。 So God says, if my people called by my name will humble themselves. So first he gives them identity and he gives them a relationship, but then after that he gives them the attitude, the character that he wants them to approach him, to approach that relationship the way that they think about him in relation to themselves. And so he says, if you're called by my name and if you will humble yourself. フィリピンの2章5節と8節に書いてあるように、そのへりくだることがまず私たちの救い主イエスにそれを表している。まず神様自身がそのへりくだっている 反応を私たちに表して、それから私たちに同じように呼ばれている。これも日本語で一緒に読みましょう。フィリピ人の手紙その2章5節と8節を読みます。
あなた方の間ではそのような心構えでいなさい。それはキリストイエスのうちにも見られるものです。自分を卑しくし死にまで従い、実に十字架の死にまでも従われました。
I think the bonus day in the park on this one is that first, God himself shows humility. And then he calls us as his disciples to humility. So we see that humility in our Savior Jesus. And then he calls us to respond in a similar way. And I think we see that by what is written here in Philippians. This was a hymn of the New Testament church. And the followers of Jesus. So let's read this together from Philippians 2, verses 5 and verses 8.
Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
So God doesn't just say, I want you to be humble. He shows them how to be humble through Jesus. And then Jesus calls his disciples. Let's read this passage from Luke chapter 9. There's all these different portions. I would like you to actually at some point go back and read Luke 9. It's the discipleship chapter in 9. But I'd like us to read this one verse. This is how Jesus challenges the people who will follow after him. Let's read that together in English first.
If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
So first, in Philippians, they celebrate that the Savior Jesus was humble. Humble to the point of going to the cross. And then he turns to his own disciples and says, this is what I want you to do, too. If you're my disciple, if you're my follower, if you love me, you'll do this as well. But, その、まず神様自身が、その、へりくだっていることを、その民族にイエス様を通してそれを表していて、それからイエス様がその弟子たちの私たちに同じチャレンジを、その同じチャレンジをお願いしています。イエス様はまずへりくだって十字架につけられて、でそれから自分の弟子たち私たちにこのこれに書いてあるようにそのチャレンジを与えています。でこのルカによる福音書の9章は全部がその弟子 の章と呼ばれています。だからこの後は自分の時間でそのルカによる福音書9章を全部読んでいただければ幸いです。で今一緒にこの節このルカの9章から一緒に読みましょう。
イエスは皆の者に言われた。誰でも私についていきたいと思うなら自分を捨て日々自分の十字架を追い、そして私についてきなさい。
神様はどういう神か、私たちとどういう関係を持つか、だから私たちが神様にアプローチしているときにどういう心を持つかをこの答えで表しています。でそれからどうやって神様の前に行けばいいか、祈りを捧げ私の顔を求める、捧げる神様の顔、神様の御国を求めることを、そういうふうに私たちが心をへりくだって神様の前に祈ります。神様の顔を探し求める、神の国を探し求める、そこでその関係が できているんです。神様はまず私たちにそのアイデンティティ、その関係を与えてくださって、それからどういうふうにその関係に関するどういう心を持てばいいか、それから何が一番先にやって、何が一番先に考えてほしいことをここでも表しています。その祈りを捧げて神の御国を探し求める。And so, first God says, I'm giving you an identity, I'm giving you a relationship. And then he says, this is the kind of heart I want you to have when you have this relationship. And then he says, this is the priority in that relationship. And that priority is, pray and seek my face. My people, called by my name, humbling themselves,praying and seeking my face. He gives us our priorities. He gives us the call as to what our relation to him is, as to how to express that relationship is through prayer and through seeking his face. And so we read from the psalm. The psalmist writes this in Psalm 27:8. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, will I seek.I love this scripture because, again, God creates the desire in our heart to seek him. And then we choose to seek him. He loves us so much that he plants that seed of desire for him into our hearts. And I think it shows it here in this song. その祈りを捧げて神様の御顔、神様の御国を探し求めることを考えながら、この詩編に書いてあるように、その 20章の8節に書いてあるように、神様は私たちを愛によって創造して作られたときに、その何よりも神様を探し求めたい、神様との関係を持ちたいことを、その種を通して私たちの心にまくと私が思っています。これを一緒にどうぞ読みましょう。この27章の8節。
あなたに代わって私の心は申します。私の顔を下に求めよと。主よ、あなたの御顔を私は下に求めます。
で続けてこのマタイによる福音書6章33節も一緒に読みましょう。
だから神の国とその義とをまず第一に求めなさい。そうすればそれに加えてこれらのものは全て与えられます。
この2011年に英語でこういうことわざがあります。先のことを先に考えて、先のことを先にやります。直訳するとそういうことわざがあります。2011年に私たち一人一人、または教会を通して、その先のことはどういうことですか？仕事ですか？仕事ですか？将来のことですか？食べ物ですか？神様ですか？神様がそのソロモンに答えて、私たちにもその祈りを捧げ、神様の御顔を一番先に、それをしたい、求めることを表しています。私たちがその神の国、 の神の民として生きているなら、私たちが一番先にこういうことをしてほしいと神様が答えてました。So in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, I picked actually the New Living Translation for the wording of this one. But let's go ahead and read that one together in English.
Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need.
I think this is really, really important because we very quickly get distracted about the things that we think that we need in our lives. I'm going to break from what I said in the Japanese and just say that I remember when I was thinking about coming to Japan, my father was very nervous about how I was going to have enough money to live. And I said, well, I have faith that God is going to provide. And he said, faith doesn't put bread on the table. But this is a promise that Jesus gives to us. If we really, really believe it, if we seek the kingdom of God first and seek to live the way that he calls us, he promises us that he will provide us the things that we need. We may not get everything we want, but we will have everything that we need because we're seeking his kingdom. And when we seek his kingdom, we're seeking his will, then we're desiring the things he desires for us. And he's going to accomplish those things through us. He'll make it happen. We don't have to worry about that. So, we have the saying, first things first, in English. God, in his response to Solomon, he gives the people an identity and he expresses a relationship with them. And then he tells them, this is the kind of heart I want you to have in that relationship. But then he says, first things first, and that is pray and seek my face with a humble heart because you're my people. Don't worry about the other things. So as you think about 2011, you individually and us as a church, what are the first things first? Is it job? Is it what's going to happen in the future? Is it family? Is it what's next on my social calendar? Or is it the kingdom of God and his purposes? その7章に戻って神様がその悪い道から立ち返る。私たちが神様の御前に祈りを捧げてその御顔を主体求めるときに、そこで私たちが神様と出会います。もっと近づくことができると思います。でそこで自分の罪がそこで気づく。私は罪があるは持ってないという人は神様に近づいてないと思います。で その罪というのは日本の社会で誰かを殺すという意味じゃなく、神様の御心から外して神様の御心から遠くなるという意味です。その罪はから私たちはその悪い道から立ち返る、祈りを捧げてそこでそれを気づいていると思います。でそれで神様が私たちにその行動を与えてくださいます。 So then when Solomon when God responds to Solomon in chapter 7, he continues and says, and turns from their wicked ways. My people, called by my name, humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. So he gives relationship and identity. Then he tells them what kind of heart to have, what's most important. And then he gives them an action. He gives them a challenge after they do first things first. And that is to turn from their wicked ways. We've talked about this before, but the word tsumi in Japanese can just mean a crime against society. But that's not what he's talking about here. He's talking about us breaking away from the will of God. When we are praying, when we are seeking God's face, I think God gives us the gift of growing closer to Him, of being more intimate with Him. And when we are with Him in that situation, that's when we realize that's when we begin to compare who God is and who am I. And that's when we realize our sinfulness. Not before that. We have to get close to God in relationship before we can recognize our sinfulness. So a person who says, I don't have sin, or doesn't feel it, is not intimately close with God. It's only when we have that relationship that we recognize it. And so then he gives us a challenge, an action, to turn away. He wants us to do that. So let's read this from Acts 3, verse 19 together.
Repent then, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord.
I love this. God loves us so much that he wants us to turn. Why? So that you may have times of refreshing from the Lord. It's not so that we will wallow in some pit and feel like scum for the rest of our lives. It's because he truly desires for us to be whole and full and joyful. That's why he's calling us to that. Oh, 使徒言語録の3章これから読みますが、その前にこれに関する神様がその神様の御前に行ってその祈りを捧げながら神様にもと親しく感じているだろうと思います。そこで私たちは罪人と気づいて、でその罪からもう立ち返ることのチャンスを与えてくださいます。でもここに書いてあるようにその罪を気づいて立ち返るのは、私たちは悪い人として考える目的ではない。本当は神様は何よりも私たちを深く愛しています。何よりも私たちにそのリフレッシュされている心を持つこと、それを何よりも望んでいます。だからその親しさで私たちが立ち返るわけです。じゃあどうぞ皆さん一緒にその3章から一緒に読みましょう。
そういうわけですから、あなた方の罪を許し去っていただくために悔い改めて神に立ち返りなさい。
最後です。まず神様はそのアイデンティティを与えて、関係を与えてくださいます。どういう心をその関係に持つかを伝えて、またはどういうふうにその関係を持つか、その関係があったらどういう行動をしてほしい。で最後にまた私たちがやることじゃなくて、神様自身がどういう私たちに約束していることをソロモンにも私たちに伝えていると思います。私は親しく遠くじゃなくて親しく天から聞いて、彼らの罪を許し、彼らの血を癒そう。 So God goes through all of those things, giving us identity, relationship, the kind of heart he wants us to have, how we have the relationship, what we do in the relationship. And then this is why God is good. He says, this is what I'm going to do. This is not this is what I expected you to do, but this is what I'm going to do. This is my promise to you of what I will do because I am your God. He says, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, forgive your sin, and will heal your land. He gives us a promise. これを続いて、今や私はこのところで捧げられる祈りに目を留め、耳に今私は常しえまでもそこに私の名を置くためにこの宮を選んで聖別した。私の目と私の心はいつもそこにあったその約束は、神様は何を言うのか、または私の民族、私の愛している人たちと共にいる約束、繰り返して伝えています。So God continues that promise. He says, Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. I have chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there. So he makes a promise. This is what I'm going to do. And then he ends it by saying, and I'm going to be with the people that I created, that are called by my name, that I love so dearly. My eyes, my heart, myself, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be present with you.神様はそれを旧約聖書に言ってますが、新約聖書でもイエス様がイエス様自身のことでもその聖霊様に関するこう書いてあります。で、皆さんどうぞ一緒にこのヨハネの14章を一緒に読みましょう。
私は父にお願いします。そうすれば父はもう一人の助け主をあなた方にお与えになります。その助け主がいつまでもあなた方と共におられるためにです。その方は真理の御霊です。
So in the Old Testament, God says, I'm going to be with you. But it's not just in the Old Testament, it's also in the New Testament. Jesus, in speaking about himself and in speaking about the Holy Spirit dwelling and being with us.He makes that promise. I'm with you. You're my people, and I'm with you. And so let's read out loud together this passage from John 14, what Jesus says. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with me forever, the Spirit of truth. He's speaking about the Holy Spirit dwelling with us, being with us, guiding us, comforting us. And then from this passage in Matthew 28,Verse 20. I also picked this from New Living Translation. This is when Jesus is getting ready to leave his disciples, probably at a time when they feel the most fear. But he makes this promise to them. Let's read this out loud together too.
And be sure of this, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age.
Amen. 天に昇る前にその弟子たちの一番寂しい時だろうと思うかもしれないけど、そこでもイエス様がこれを弟子たちに約束しています。だから神様、イエス様、聖霊様が私たちと共にいらっしゃる、その親しい関係を持つことを私たちに約束しています。これもどうぞご一緒にまたヨハネ福音書28章20節を読みましょう。
いいよ、私は世の終わりまでいつもあなた方と共にいます。
言ったようにそのクリスマスでイマニュエル神様は私たちと共にいることを祝って、今そのクリスマスが無事に終わって2011年に向かっていますが、この2011年に私たちは神の国、神の民を通してどういう心を持つか、どういう行動をするか、神様による、神様はどういう神か、神様は何をしてくださったかということによる、私たちは神様の神になると思います。そこでその約束があります。神様は私たちと共にいます。So from this passage in chapter in MatthewWe reflect on all of the things that God says to Solomon and to the people of Israel. But we just celebrated Christmas. We just celebrated Emmanuel, God with us, coming. Christmas is over, but Jesus being with us is not over. 2011, what kind of people will we be? What will we do as the people of God? I want to challenge us to think about God's response to Solomon's prayer.And I want to challenge us to remember the promise of what God says. I am with you. を愛している、私たちに恵みを与えてくださっている神様を皆を賛美します。神様はどういう神か見て、それでも十分神様を賛美する賛美するべきふさわしい神様だと思います。神様は偉大な力の神で、偉大な愛の神様で、この世界私たちを創造して作られた神様で、私たちのために、この世界のために何をしてくださった神様、してくださっている、これからしてくださる神様を考えて、また私たちの反応は皆を賛美します。神様に心から感謝します。神様、私たちの祈り、私たちの礼拝を捧げること、私たちの奉仕が空っぽにならないように、義務としてやることじゃなくて、神様は私たちと共にいる喜びからそれがあふれて生きますように、どうぞ私たちの心を変えてください。私たちが神様の御心から離れて、その罪を告白し、その十字架による私たちを許してくださって、恵みを与えてくださって、聖霊様を与えてくださってありがとうございます。私たちがあなた様と共に歩むことを何よりも望んでいます。どうかそういうふうに私たちを 癒して祝福してください。We praise you just for who you are. We don't need to praise you because of what you've done. You are deserving of our praise just because of who you are. But we also thank you, we also praise you for what you have done, for what you are doing, and for what you have promised to do. As we look at ourselves, as we look at this group of people that belongs to you, our greatest desire is that our prayer, our worship, our service would not be empty. It would not be because we just feel like we have to do it and it's just a ritual. But it would come from the overflow in our hearts of the joy of being with you. And to transform our hearts. Forgive us for our willfulness. Thank you for giving us forgiveness, for giving us grace, for giving us the Spirit because of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. And help us to live as those people for you and with you. We take your hand and we walk with you today. Thank you for offering your hand in relationship to us. It's in the name of Jesus. Amen.